We have a lot of exciting things happening over the next few days at school, but one of the things that the kids are most excited about is there's no school for our students on Thursday and Friday this week, September 26th and 27th, due to teacher in-service. So, but unfortunately, I guess for the students, they're going to have to come back on Monday, September 30th and resume that school. So I hope they enjoy that four-day weekend that's coming up. There's also going to be a board meeting this Thursday at 5 o'clock in the Educational Support Center. This is a monthly meeting for the board to approve payables, so it's pretty short. It usually lasts about 5-10 minutes. So that's going on for the end of this week. The GCHS Marching Stampede is heading to Manhattan to compete in the Central State Marching Competition this Saturday, so we want to wish them the best of luck. And finally, we just want to send out a huge congratulations to six teachers from the Garden City Public Schools who were named finalists for this year's Garden City Area Chamber of Commerce Crystal Apple Teacher Recognition Awards. The 2019 finalists from the district are Delana Billinger from Gertrude Walker Elementary School, David Brager from Gertrude Walker Elementary School, Kelly Butcher from Garden City High School, Mackenzie Johnson from Garden City High School, Paul Lappin from Garden City High School, and Sarah Wise from Kenneth Henderson Middle School. The top three finalists will be named as the 2019 Crystal Apple Teachers of Finney County at an awards banquet that's going to happen at 6 o'clock p.m. on Thursday, November 14th at the Clarion Inn. The three finalists are going to receive an engraved crystal apple, a $1,000 cash award, and an iPad tablet. And then the three semifinalists are going to be presented with a cash award of $250. We're so excited that all six of those finalists are from the district, and so we look forward to the next few weeks of getting and showing the community more about them. We also want to say congratulations to Hannah Orbrough. She's the Virtual Academy Student of the Month for August. She received a $25 gift card to Walmart. You know, it's really pretty strict about how a student becomes or gets that award for Student of the Month at the Virtual Academy. They have to maintain a grade average of 70% or higher in all of their courses. They have to log a minimum amount of hours each week online, which is usually like 24 or 25, and they must stay on track every week by completing their assignments. If the student meets the criteria, then that student who has made the most progress over the entire month is selected as Student of the Month. So they really put in a lot of hard work and effort. So that's all we have for this week. If you want to find out any more information or check out some of the activities that our student athletes are doing across the district, you can check it out at www.gckschools.com.